the male-female team has multiple advantages. One of the main one is that for many people with PTSD, there's sexual assault. And for a woman most likely to just have a male therapist, it's not as easy to trust. It's much better to have a male-female co-therapist team. The other is that often under the influence of MDMA, people get in touch with really powerful, difficult emotions, sort of catharsis. They can cry, they can let them out. But there's often times where people sort of review their history, and people can get into regressed states, and therefore there's a way in which they're projecting on transference. So to have a male-female team, it's kind of like a successful mother-father, and people can have their issues relating to their mother, issues relating to their father, issues relating to women or men. There's a broader range of emotions and associations. And then also, we're trying to show people this harmony in a way. So to the extent that men and women are opposites or different, to have a harmonious relationship that is a model for people as they're trying to work out issues related to even war-related trauma,